Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. We have a new venture episode coming your way this Tuesday of Christmas week 2020. Health for All is a smart product circulating channel directed at people of color, detailed by doctors of color. Boston Media Chief Executive Kelvin Boston joins me next. Users of Google Chromecast and TV sets with Android TV as the operating system received an early holiday present 2 weeks ago, a set of unique interactive abilities provided by WireWax. Is this a sign of interactivity ahead in 2021? Learn next half hour from WireWax Vice President Darian Chernofsky. Also ahead, the Antebellum pair turned to television, Discovery owns more own, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker Internet Radio, and presented on Amazon Music on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com. The leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Welcome to the special Tuesday edition of the program about TV's current and future. 46 degrees at the top of the hour. Delighted to have you with us. A very unique hour coming your way, and change, I might add. And we invite you, as always, be interactive with us. All it takes, a phone call from you. So get the phones ringing at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Plus, we have our chat room in business. Yes, it is back after a day away because of the technical glitch. It's SimonApple04 by name, and yes, you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker or tune-in screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Kevin Boston from Health for All Network joins us live from Baltimore after these news notes. The creative pair behind recent holiday and horror movie hit Antebellum, that's the one with Janelle Murray, Gerard Bush, and Christopher Rentz, were out to carve a role as TV series players. HBO Max has signed Bush and Rentz to create Inkwell, the saga of African-American surfers who catch a wave and face an enemy superpower. HBO Max expects to have Inkwell going late next year or in 2022. Incidentally, Bush and Rentz are working on another suspense-oriented film like Antebellum, released by Lionsgate. That will be coming out next year. FX is going forward with Reservation Dogs, a half-hour comedy from Native American writer-directors Sterling Harg and Taika Waititi. The series involves a foursome of rural Oklahoma teens who double as crime fighters and criminals. FX plans to film the series on location in rural Oklahoma. Call Oprah Winfrey a new shareholder in Discovery, Inc. In return for investing $35 million in Discovery, the unscripted TV programmer will boost its ownership of Oprah Winfrey Network to 95% from 73%. Winfrey remains OWN's chief executive and creative officer, and the channel celebrates its 10th anniversary next year. Once again, Oprah Winfrey, for $35 million, a shareholder now in Discovery, Inc., the co-parent of Oprah Winfrey Network. Now some quickies before our first guest. Multi-channel Bunner Zumo will launch a channel devoted to Impact Wrestling content in the next couple of weeks. Dark Materials will get a third and final HBO season next year. 8 episodes are planned. And CBS saw some 1.4 million viewers catch their Kid of the Year special last night. That's all viewers of all ages. The special earlier played on Nickelodeon, other Viacom CBS-owned services. And that is news notes for today. About a year, half or 2 years ago, we showcased the emergence of a popular PBS television series into a 24/7 channel all its own. That program is called America's Health Journal, and now is also, in addition to continuing to run on PBS all over the country, is also a 24/7 service. Well, since we did that interview, that company called Boston Media has now started two more services, one called Better Health, and the next that we'll focus on today, which started about a week or so ago, is called Health for All. And joining us live from Baltimore, we're going to talk about it, is the chief executive of Boston Media himself, Kelvin Boston. Kelvin, happy holidays and welcome in.
Hey, thank you for having me, Simon. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very, very welcome. What was the idea behind launching Health for All?
Well, first of all, I got to recognize my partner, Roland Perez, and the great team over at American Health Journal. Like you said, they've been one of the premier health providers of health information on TV for many, many years on PBS. And so Roland and I were just talking, and we just saw the need to provide a specific channel, medical channel, healthcare channel for people of color in the United States. And COVID-19 just brings us to the point, Simon, think about it. Right now, in the middle of COVID-19, many African Americans won't take the test or won't take the vaccine because of fear and lack of knowledge about healthcare. And the same with clinical trials. So it's just something that's needed, and I feel very strongly about it, and so does Roland.
So how does Health for All work? What is the programming like? As I mentioned in the tease, it is delivered by doctors of color.
Yes, yes. Well, the unique thing is that it is a streaming service devoted to providing medical information, healthcare information, and innovations about health that are particularly of interest to people of color. At the end of the day, right now, African Americans, for example, and Hispanic Americans, we're the number one, and I have to be African Americans, we're the number one group in all the major healthcare issues in the United States: diabetes, cancer, heart disease, you name it, we're the number one. But there's no healthcare channel that provides information for us, nor is there a channel that specifically feature medical professionals of color. And I'm so excited that we have, right now it is over 100 different videos and TV programmings featuring healthcare professionals of color, doctors, clinicians, authors, talking about issues related to their community. So we're excited about that.
Now, where is it being carried? I remember when we talked about America's Health Journal that service was being carried on Roku, on Amazon Fire TV, and on some smart TV sets. What's the circulation, at least in the opening weeks, for Health for All? Where can people see it?
Right now, you can see it on all of your Roku devices. In 2021, you'll be able to see it on Apple TV and Fire TV as well.
And how does the presentation look? Is it straight, you know, doctor talking to the TV camera, or do you try to mix up the format so you can do, let's say, on-location reports, graphics, multimedia, where people have a chance to sort of look at the various health issues in different ways?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that question, Simon. When you go to the channel right now, you'll see a preponderance of healthcare professionals sharing on location, working actually in their medical facilities with people of color and with doctors. But we're actually going to be adding over the next couple of weeks different documentaries, some TV shows specifically around health. So you'll see a lot of different formats, because I think you need to make it entertaining and informative for the viewer.
How did your team find the doctors? whether based in Baltimore where you are, or up here in New York, or Philadelphia,
yeah,
or Los Angeles, or Austin, Texas, or in rural communities, how did you find the search, or how did you conduct the search for medical professionals to come on?
Well, this is why I'm so excited working with American Health Journal and Roland Perez and his team. You know, they've been interviewing doctors for over 20 or 30 years, and they just had such a great library that we can begin to pull from, and they're from all over the country, really many parts of the world. We even have feature a Chinese translated TV series, health TV series. So excited about that, having that type of content. But it's been going on for many, many years, and we're just going to continue that process. Of course, we're always looking for additional doctors, and we're going to be adding more doctors and medical professionals from all backgrounds.
You mentioned that you have at least one series in Asian language. What about Spanish language?
Right now, it's not translated for Spanish. Some of the program is closed caption, but we do have Spanish doctors, but there is not translated in Spanish at this time.
Our opening topic this Tuesday on Tomorrow Be Televised is Health for All Network. That's the brand new service from the folks that give you America's Health Journal on public television as a weekly series, and also as its own 24/7 network available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And joining us is the head of Boston Media, Kelvin Boston. He joins us live from Baltimore, Maryland this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Tom and Abba, I'm with you live from New York, up north from where he is. 46 degrees at the top of the hour. The snow that we had last week is melting fast. And we're expecting a rainy Christmas, not a white Christmas, a rainy Christmas on Thursday. Temperatures between 55 and 60 degrees, and maybe above 60 Friday, Christmas Day. If you have a question or comment for our first guest, make the call go 646-652-2906. We'll use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. One more episode coming your way on this Christmas week 2020, and we have it for you tomorrow. And joining us tomorrow will be from the new TV series dealing with, I should say TV network, dealing with matters of food, wine, and health called SOMM, S-O-M-M-TV. We'll have the pair of Jason and Christina Wise and Diane Carpenter. They put together a new series that's the first that's put together by women for that service, and it's called Crush. Yes, it deals with the world of wine, and you'll hear all about it and their plans for 2021 at SOMM TV, which started out as a YouTube-type series, and now it is its own smart TV network. That's all coming up on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. That's in 24 hours an hour right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Kevin, I want to go back to the coronavirus and how you're covering that in a moment. But first, what are some of the other topics that Health for All is taking a big interest in?
Well, right now we're primarily focusing on the leading cause of health issues related to people of color. So we have cancer, diabetes, heart disease, mental health that we're very focusing on, diet. And we're also excited to have something we call financial wellness, where we make that relationship between health and wealth. And you'll be seeing more documentaries and films around that as well. It's just important for us. I mean, right now there's so much content on the channel already, but we want to focus particularly on the health issues related to communities of color first.
Mm-hmm. What about sickle cell anemia, which has been a long-time health issue among African Americans?
You know, we don't have anything really on there right now, but you'll see something coming up soon. But that's the kind of content that we want to provide and lead people to.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the coronavirus pandemic. One of the big criticisms of the way broadcast journalists, print journalists have covered this pandemic has been on a number of things. One is the whole issue of what caused this virus, the impact of lockdowns that may impact other situations like depression, thinking of suicide, that kind of thing. And more importantly, not just the vaccines and where they stand, but also the therapeutics. That if the President of the United States likes a particular drug that according to a lot of studies, like hydroxychloroquine, has in fact saved lives, it then becomes a pariah drug. It's like, no, you can't take it because the chief of the White House likes the drug. What's been the position that your network is taking on not only showing about the situation with the vaccines, but the situation with therapeutics?
Well, we haven't gotten so much into the therapeutics as much, but we do have information there on depression already and mental health and how people can take care of themselves during this lockdown period. Our team primarily comes from public television, so we try to provide the information as objective as possible. But we haven't had anything as relates specifically to therapeutics. What we have done, which I think is also important, is to provide a place for people to go just to get information, period. Good quality healthcare information that people can trust. Regardless of where you're from, your political persuasion, health crosses all political lines. And it's something that we all need. And we also look at innovation. What is new? What's coming down the pipe? And also this relationship not only between health and wealth, but what do you eat every day and how does that impact your health standing? It's very important. So there's a lot of things you have to look at when it comes to changing the whole healthcare system and the fact that many people of color communities don't get the information that they need. And that's where we're starting from, Simon. And we just look forward to growing and providing more information over time.
Yeah. One of the other major criticisms, this is what I've raised on this program and elsewhere, is that when we see the daily counts of people who have picked up the virus and people who have died from the virus, and we certainly acknowledge and respect, and grieve for all the people who have died from this, that we don't hear about the people who've recovered from the virus. When you watch the cable news channels, when you watch ABC, CBS, NBC, when they put the graphics up, they say nothing about how many people recovered from the virus. And I would think that there are more people recovered than died. What kind of coverage are you giving to how you recover from the virus and to sort of give more, a more complete treatment or a complete picture of where this virus is at and how it's impacting society?
Well, I think what you commented on is probably one of the positive things that we don't talk enough about is the fact that people are recovering, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, I think, you know, again, we're more information-based than news-based. So, you know, it's not so much that we have something 24/7 instantly that's going to talk about news. We're more about the long-term trends and information that's going to help people. But at the same time, Simon, as you probably know, what's driving the news right now, sadly, is that right now is almost 350,000 people have died, and a large portion of those are people of color. And so that's never happened in our society, and I think that's why the news media is spending a lot of time on it, leading with that as opposed to the positive side is that, yes, more people are living now, especially now, but it's hard to get past the numbers, hundreds of thousands of people passing away from a virus in the United States.
Well, go back to what you were saying about treatments. Like, what kind of treatments and what kind of nutrition, for example, practices are you showcasing on your service that really can make a difference? And I want to also point out, too, that I understand a couple of weeks ago there was a congressional hearing where a doctor was talking about a drug called Iber something that could be a major drug in treating and maybe even curing the virus.
Well, you know what? I have to go back to our friends at the American Health Journal, see if they followed up on that particular drug, because that's kind of innovation that they look at. But one of the things I'm excited about is that we have different healthy living type of diet that we look at. And there are various types. Again, we just try to provide the information, let people choose. But last week, myself was just fascinated by one of the doctors who wrote a book on the longevity diet, which basically talks about the fact that, yes, it's time that we looked at what we're eating, and maybe we need to cut down on the meat products and start in the processed food and lean towards more of vegetables, fruit, and fish, and exercise on a regular basis. Now, this is based on a 20-year study that looked at the actual food that's helping people live longer around the world. And it's having that type of information provided in a way in your home that you can look at and then go back and find out more about, I think is going to be more appealing than someone saying, hey, why don't you become a vegetarian or a vegan, you know, that, you know, all of us aren't ready to do that. But if we get information about different eating lifestyle that we can change, things that we can moderate, I think that goes a long way to helping people begin to take those next steps to eating better and just having a healthier and longer life.
What's been the reaction so far these first few weeks to Health for All? And are there topics that the audience is letting you and your team know about that's not being covered so far that could be the spur for future programming?
Well, you know, we're just being discovered. So right now, you know, we're just getting the word out, and that's why we appreciate being on your show today so people can find out about Health for All and what we're doing. Right now, I would say that the response has been moderate, but we expect that it's going to pick up real soon, especially as we add on a different documentary and film and beef up our PR. And we're always open to getting people's comments about what they like to see, topics that they want us to cover. We try to keep our pulse on basically, again, right now, what's needed. And, you know, because of COVID-19, things are different. You know, so much focus is on just, you know, what can we do to stay safe, to help people, as you say, survive, not only survive, but thrive during this period in our history.
Health for All Network is now running on smart TV sets and smart TV devices like Roku and Amazon Fire TV. And we're talking with the chief executive of Boston Media, the company behind the service, Kelvin Boston. He's live with us from Baltimore, Maryland. This half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abbott with you for the second of three Christmas Week 2020 episodes of the program All About TV's Current and Future, live and lively here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. happy you're with us from wherever you may be catching us across the country or around the globe. If you have a question or comment on our remaining minutes with Kelvin, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Have you heard of Zeus? Zeus is one of the fast-growing smart TV sets and device networks by millennials for millennials. And on Monday, we will have Limo Plummer. He is the president and chief executive officer of Zeus. And Zeus has just made a deal with WeTV to have two of their unscripted shows on their service. One of them you may have seen promos for, The Real Bear China. Well, we'll have another talk about that, whether other cable networks like WeTV may be an access point for their programming, and what are their plans for 2021. And also on the program, we'll have our very good friend Tracy Swidlow. She's the founder of the very popular newsletter Interactive TV Today, the annual TV of Tomorrow show, usually held twice a year, one in Silicon Valley, one in New York. And she's also the popular host of the Televisionary program. It's available on YouTube and other places as well. We'll have her thoughts about where Interactive TV is at this year and where it's going next year, and we'll preview the first ever virtual CES, Consumer Electronics Show, taking place second week of January 2021. Plus, we'll also have our annual feature, Tomorrow Be Televised Remembers, where we pay a final tribute to the people in front of and behind the TV camera who passed away this year. It's all coming up on the 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here, where you hear this very program. Kelvin, what are the plans for expanding your service in 2021? What can we look forward to?
Well, again, we're adding a lot new, more content, documentaries. We're very excited about documentaries and some TV series that we have access to. But also, I think I mentioned before, we're going to right now it's on Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. And then also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the other channel that American Health Journal has, which is Better Health, will also be expanding to other platforms in 2021. So we're excited. Healthcare is not going away. This is a big topic. We're one of the few providers and healthcare information providers in the United States. So we see a very, very special place for us to be a part of the whole streaming revolution, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that has emerged from this pandemic has been the increased use of telemedicine, mostly on laptops or personal computers and on smartphones. A couple of months ago, we had a company called MedSign, which actually is doing telemedicine on the television set, where you can have a plug-in, plug it into your TV set like you would a Roku or an Amazon Fire TV, a box or a streaming stick, and you can get 24/7 access to doctors locally and nationally to deal with whatever questions or medical concerns that you have. Is this something your company's looking at? And what do you think about the whole – let's start first. Is this something that you might consider doing in 2021, is a telemedicine via the TV set service?
Hey, Simon, I'm going to call them as soon as I get off the phone with you, my friend. Yes, without question. This is the type of service that we want to do in the future. It's just a matter of finding the right partners. But like anything else, you got to get there first. We're excited to be on the different streaming platforms. And now it's about seeing how we can leverage those platforms to bring more telemedicine and teleinformation to people.
And one of the things that may be helping this happen on television is because now you have devices like Amazon Fire TV, like Roku, like Apple TV, plus smart TV sets, are now including artificial intelligence voice services built in, so that whether you use Siri or Alexa or Google Assistant or whatever the artificial intelligence voice feature is built into the product, you can use your voice to control what you watch or how you use the television set. So one would think that that might make things even more easier for telemedicine to happen on TV.
Yeah, you know, I think the technology is evolving so quickly, and it's so great. And so we're looking forward to taking advantage of all the different opportunities, but that definitely is one. And then as you know, Simon, you're on top of all of it. There's still many Americans and people around the world who are just getting used to having their streaming TV service, even though there's been an explosion this year. But there's still many people who are just beginning to realize that, whoa, this stuff is great for many reasons. So the more technology and the more advancement to the technology is going to just make it present more opportunities for all of us to do what we want to do.
What kind of relationship does Health for All have with various advocacy associations or various organizations, health organizations that have been working for a while or for quite a long time with people of color?
Basically, you should know that I also produced the MoneyWise public television series. I'm known as one of the leading proponent of economic empowerment in the United States for people of color. So we have a long relationship with organizations like the Congressional Black Caucus, different organizations would be NAACP, different fraternal organizations. We've done some work. We'll be doing some more work with organizations like BlackDoctors.com and others. So the main thing now is that we're focusing not only on health, but what I like to call financial wellness. We're going to expand that reach so that it reach out to different organizations like the Diabetes Association, the Heart Association, and others, the Alzheimer's Association. And most of these organizations do have a group or a subgroup that's dealing with communities of color. I've worked in the past with some of them and expect to do more work in the future.
Mm-hmm. The feature is that we're talking about this most of this half hour is Health for All Network. It's one of the newest smart TV set and device services. It's now available on Roku, on Apple TV, on Amazon Fire TV, soon on other smart TV products and smart TV sets near you. If people want more details online about the service, is there now a specific Health for All website people can go to? Or I have with me thedoctorshow.com, which is where people also find information on America's Health Journal, both the 24/7 net and the ongoing PBS program. But I'm curious if Health for All has its own website now.
Simon, right now we're using the same one for all three channels.
So for all the details on Health for All, on Better Health, and the America's Health Journal, both the ongoing PBS program on your local PBS station, and as well as the 24/7 service, it is thedoctorshow.com. The Doctor Show, all one phrase, .com. And by the way, when it comes to American Health Journal, as we say with a lot of public television shows, check your local listings for the PBS station in your area that carries the program and when. Remember, PBS stations carry the program all over the place. Some do it day and date. Some wait till later in the week. Some do replays as well on the weekend. So you have to be very careful to not only find the PBS station in your area, but where, if they carry the program, when they do. And that will make things a lot easier. So once again, for information on all three networks, including the new Health for All service, it's thedoctorshow.com. Kevin Boston, Chief Executive of Boston Media, which puts the networks together, thank you again for joining us. A very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday season to you and your staff, and hopefully a sensational 2021 year ahead. And hopefully, as I say at the end of every episode now, we're going to lift this pandemic and send the kingdom come and get into the next and greater normal, hopefully sooner than later.
I appreciate you, Simon. Keep up all the great work.
Thank you, Kelvin. You too. You and your staff. All the greatest. Take care.
All right. Talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kevin Boston, the chief executive of Boston Media from Health for All Network, joining us live from Baltimore, Maryland. More tomorrow will be televised coming your way, but first some words to the fine folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. Are you looking for an unusual Western listen? Well, here's one for you. It's from a woman named Diana Palmer, and she's put together an audiobook called Untamed. It's one amazing Western tale, and you can get it as part of your trial run, one-month trial run, for Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, iHeart Radio, et cetera, et cetera. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televise. It's audibletrial.com/televise. You get one free audio book, 1 month trial of the service. Oh, health and wellness information. So referring to our guest just now. And a great customer service run from the fine folks at Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Oh, get this. If you're already an Amazon Prime customer, even better news. You get two audio books to try out during your trial. And one of those books could be from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's Original Audio Productions. Best of Broadway, Off-Broadway, and Regional Theater, great one-woman and one-man performances. And if you want to skip the trial and just go right to a subscription, how about this? Try Audible Plus, where you can get a subscription for the first 6 months for $4.95 a month. That's $4.95 a month. It makes a sensational gift for you or someone you love this holiday season or the start of 2021. So how about making today the day that you discover how Audible.com, one way or another, can transform the way you hear the world. For all the information, it's audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, Wirewax is going forward with interactive TV applications on Google Chromecast and on Android TV-powered television sets. Is this the beginning of a major breakthrough for interactive TV overall in 2021? We will ask one of the vice presidents of that company. He'll join me here in New York next half hour, plus our classic trivia question of the week. So stay tuned. We got a very big segment for you coming up, and we'll do it after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Listen to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, tunein.com, spreaker.com. Together reaching over 50 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, TuneIn Radio is your home for the ongoing coronavirus news channel. Get all the latest reports of this pandemic from all around the globe, plus podcasts and other original audio material. Coronavirus News Channel, working for you 24/7. TuneIn Radio at tunein.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised, our second of three Christmas week 2020 episodes back-to-back-to-back right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Also presented on Amazon Music and the iRadio Podcast Network. Simon Abbott with you live from New York. Happy to have you with us, boys, at the screen top of the hour here in the Big Apple. And we have a great guest coming your way with some very interesting interactive news the next half hour. If you have a question or comment for that guest, make the call go 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And don't forget, coming up before the top of the hour, our classic trivia question of the week, three prizes in play, and they could be yours if you know the answer to our question that we'll pose shortly. A week and a half ago, a company called Wirewax that's been around for over a decade made some big news. News that, believe it or not, was not covered by the broadcast and cable networks, not covered by the tech press online or the entertainment news press online. And it is big. They're offering interactive TV applications on Google Chromecast and on Android TV-powered sets. And here to talk about this and where this is all going is one of the key vice presidents at Wirewax, joining me here in New York, Darian Chernowski. Darian, welcome in and happy holidays.
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me. Has anybody ever told you you have a great voice for radio?
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. And it's always good to hear. It's always good to hear. Thank you so much, Darian. I really appreciate the thoughts. So tell us where we stand with Wirewax and what you announced a week and a half ago.
Yeah, great. Well, again, thanks for having me, and this is very exciting news for us, and I'm glad that you highlighted that we do have over a decade of experience in the interactive video space, and at our core, we're a creative technology platform, and we have been empowering creators to use our platform to create interactive videos using machine learning, computer vision to automatically identify objects, faces, products, things in video. And over the last decade, we have been doing that for over 40,000 users, ranging from broadcasters, retailers, publishers, media companies, production companies. And we've been doing that on desktop, obviously, and more recently, obviously, everything is mobile-centric, mobile-first. And we've been on TV a few times throughout the years, but really we feel that now is the best time to take advantage of how far the technology has come, how much adoption I think is just happening on a daily basis with everybody buying new TVs, which are now actually smart. I think you'd probably agree with me on that. The term smart TV was probably came in too early. But the news that you're referencing is our launch of Interactive, which is an app available on Google TV, Android TV, and Chromecast, and especially highlighting the new Chromecast, which has just been released, the latest version. And we basically allow viewers to not only watch content, but engage with it, take part with it by pausing their video at any point and learning more about that character, that actor, be able to shop the products in the video, and of course highlighting that this is with Google and leveraging the incredible technology and the world's resources with Google's content.
Before we get into what the early reaction or adoption of this has been, how do they do this? Do they do it with their remote control? Do they do it with their voice through artificial intelligence built into the set like Alexa or Siri or Google Assistant, which I believe is part of Google Chromecast and Android TV, or both ways?
Yeah, that's a really great point to bring up because it is available through your existing remote or through Google Voice, which is actually something that we did a project with Google maybe 4 years ago, and it was kind of the early days of Google Voice, and here we are a couple years later, and it is fully leveraged, and viewers can use it to pause the video and get the additional content and interact with the video using their voice.
And I understand that, among other things, you mentioned the ability to shop for various products that they are seeing when they pause the video of what the pause the program that they're watching. They also, I understand, can do memes or stickers. They also do what's called knowledge panels. There's quite a lot of stuff that really is available to them in one shot.
Yeah, so, you know, we didn't just want to make this. We wanted to make this interesting, creative, engaging, and not just selling products through video or character bio information. We wanted to make it fun and shareable. So we added a meme generator, and you can create stickers and make every moment basically, I don't know if it's a word, but memeable. So you can actually pause the video, create your own meme, and then share it on top of any of the content that you're watching through the app.
So this has been now out for a week and a half or so. What has been the reaction? What kind of sense are you getting from activity? Are people finding the app? Are they using it? How? What can you tell us about reaction?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, with anything that's done with Google, you basically, you open the floodgates in terms of your audience. And so early numbers have been fantastic. We've seen the most important number, obviously, is engagement. And so not only downloads, but people engaging with the content and exploring the content and continuing to, you know, see what they can do with it. It's not just something that's opened once and watched for a few seconds and never opened again. That was the whole point of the content that we released in this initial phase, is making it sticky and making it something that a viewer wants to spend time with. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you or anybody that's listening just how much content there is available to consume. So whatever you put out has to be different, has to matter, has to be interesting, has to be relevant, has to be engaging, all of those things. And so that was the thought behind what we put out with this release, and we'll continue to you know, update and make adjustments based on user feedback, which is great because that's exactly what we're getting when people are engaging and interacting with the content itself.
We are speaking with the Vice President of Platform Growth here at WireWax, which has been around for over a decade. His name is Darian Chudovsky. He joins me here in New York live this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. In case you haven't heard, for the last week and a half, if you have Google Chromecast, if you have a TV set that's powered by Android TV, that being your operating system, Sony, other set brands, you now have the opportunity to use interactive in some very unique ways through WireWax's technology and processes. And if you have a question or comment for Darius, make the call, 646, or Darian, I should say, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Don't forget, next week we'll be with you Monday and Wednesday at this very hour. Again, coming away on Monday, we'll have the President and Chief Executive Officer of Zeus, the smart TV network by millennials for millennials, which just made a deal with WeTV to have two of their programs carried, unscripted shows, carried on the network. President Limo Plummer will be with us. And a very good friend and one of the key people in the interactive TV movement, Tracy Swedlow, the founder of the Interactive TV Today newsletter, the originator of the TV of Tomorrow show, and also the host of the popular series Television Air, which, by the way, Wirewax will be on. She'll be joining us on Monday. We'll talk about the whole interactive scene and where it's going in 2021. That's next Monday, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Plus, we'll have our annual tribute to the people in front and behind the TV camera who passed away this year. Tomorrow will be televised. Remember, 90 Minute Edition coming your way next Monday. Darian, given the fact, like I said, this development was not covered by a lot of press, whether general, entertainment news, technology, et cetera, how are you and your colleagues getting the word out to Chromecast users, to Android TV set households, that this is available to them?
Yeah, well, an amazing thing that was part of the launch was we were a featured app on Android TV through Google Play, same with Google TV. So that really drove the traffic that we were looking for. And again, the numbers were great. I think, you know, being featured amongst all the other great apps that are out there really helped us. And, you know, I think we also have support of a lot of the OEMs and a lot of the actual device manufacturers. So there will be a bigger push around this, especially now, you know, holiday season. We're starting to see the numbers continue to come in. So I think, you know, we've gotten really great organic growth and given us, you know, the great initial launch that we were looking for.
What does, Darian, this early reaction suggest about how big this venture could be in 2021 and what the interactive TV world as a whole could be next year?
Well, I think that, you know, just relating back to your question about if somebody wasn't aware of this app and they loaded up their Android TV screen and they saw the tile for our app and it has the word interactive, our branding for it. That itself, numbers-wise, the interest that we've seen shows that this is what people are looking for. They see the word interactive and they want to learn more. I think that it's naturally something that we're all looking for. I mean, we've all seen it with our kids. You know, they want to tap on everything. They see a screen and they automatically assume that they're going to get a response, that they're going to be able to engage with that screen. And I think that's just becoming kind of not more it's becoming more demanded. It's just more expected. So to answer your question about 2021, you know, I always joke that 2021 will not be the year of interactive video. That was 2020, and 2021 will reap the benefits and rewards of this year having putting it in such a great spotlight and showcase, you know, in due part because we've all been spending more time at home in front of screens, watching more video content than ever. And some of us have hit the end of or the bottom of Netflix, the bottom of Hulu, et cetera. And while they are churning content out at incredible speed, people are going to expect something different, expect more. It's not just another show to watch. With interactive, it's actually a story that you're a part of. Or something that you can control the outcome of, which I think now more than ever is something that everybody is looking for.
Mm-hmm. What kind of interest level are you getting from advertisers and companies who would like to be part of this? No matter where they come, whether it's a restaurant chain, whether it's hotels, whether it is also culture happenings, you know, whatever the business is, they'd like to be part of this in some way.
Yeah, advertising, advertisements, shoppable video, as we mentioned before, has always been a crucial piece of interactive video, or I should say a crucial utilization of interactive video. because it drives results. It drives tangible results, whether it's increasing conversion rates, whether it's selling products, whether it's booking hotel rooms and trips, you know, especially when that comes back onto the market. So we have the results to prove that interactive video, shoppable video, drive better results compared to linear video. And I think that that demand is only increasing as we're seeing. Combine that with the, you know, 40% increase in video activity over the course of the pandemic. That's not going to slow down anytime soon. So combining those two factors, it's a very bright outlook for advertisers looking to leverage interactive video in 2021 and beyond.
So WireWax right now is available to people who have Google Chromecast, people of Android TV, operating system sets. When does this go on Roku? When does this go on Amazon Fire TV, on Apple TV, on Portal TV from Facebook, and on the smart TV set makers, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Panasonic, et cetera?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And ideally, it's I wish I could say the answer is that it'll be reverse of that question. When will they come to us as opposed to us coming to them? I know it's still a very fragmented market in terms of platforms. And, you know, we're looking for that to become a bit more centralized. The answer is, to answer your question, it will be coming. It's just a matter of how much those technologies and platforms can become a bit more centralized in terms of delivering these types of experiences, as it is still pretty a wide range of technologies operating to deliver across so many devices and TV sets, etc.
Darren Jurowski is the Vice President of Platform Growth at WireWax. He's our guest this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abel with you live from Nueva York. And if you have a question or comment or remaining moments with him, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and stay tuned because near the top of the hour, our classic trivia question of the week, three prizes in play. Another project that WireWax is doing, I had a chance to see this on your website earlier today, is that you're putting together this creative community. Explain what that is and how is it being generated?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been talking a lot about the business applications, the content applications of interactive video. Through all of that, you know, it's a storytelling technology. It is really, it's been building a community around using the technology and the platform in creative ways. I think that hopefully I've highlighted that enough that, you know, we're a creative technology. We're not just adding buttons to video or making things clickable to sell products. Really, it's about how do we enhance video content? How do we tell stories through content that otherwise may not have been able to tell? So with that being said, we're trying to create a sense of community around interactive video. And there has just been a great response from a lot of passionate content creators, designers, developers who like to see what they can do, what they can pushing the limits of what's possible with our platform and interactive video. And so we've created this community for people to be able to use the platform, speak to one another, share projects. And also on the backside of that is we want to open up opportunities for them to create projects in tandem with our creative team. So we're really trying to build out, you know, a partnership with these content creators to push the medium forward and create some really great projects in the meantime.
Is the early reaction to this community project suggesting that we may see some very exciting things happen next year because they're being involved this way?
Definitely. I mean, you know, we've always had very talented creative team. And we've always been had a doors open policy for working and collaborating with other folks that are interested in the medium. And I think this basically just formalizes that collaboration. And I think we're all excited to see some fresh takes, some innovation on what people create with the platform. I think you're going to see a lot more coming from that creative community in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into some final thoughts about where, how you see 2021 unfolding in terms of interactivity with all the different sides of it, I understand that you do work with Walmart. And Walmart has a $250 million investment in Echo, which is the interactive platform that's currently running on PCs, on laptops, and on smartphones. Samsung is an investor also along with VCs. We've all been wondering when the heck they're going to pull the trigger and finally become an interactive TV platform. And we understand that one of the reasons that's been held back, despite the investment, and despite the people they have in their stable, is because of Quibi or Quibi and the lawsuit. Now that Quibi is gone, December 1st was the last day they terminated, and it looks like the lawsuit's probably going to go bye-bye. Do you have any sense, dealing with Walmart, when they're going to pull the trigger and make Echo an interactive TV service?
Really don't have any insight on that. All I can say is that, you know, moving the medium forward is good for us. What's the saying about rising tides raises all ships, isn't it? Something like along those lines. And that's how we feel. You know, we like seeing interactive video moving forward. Hopefully, you know, things like that move technology forward, opens up markets. So for us, it's good when we see good uses of the technology and, you know, great partnerships bringing it to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. You know, Darian, for most of this year, you got a sense that things were sort of on a malaise track after what happened last year with Netflix and Bandersnatch and You versus Wild and the launch of Food Network Kitchen and so forth. But it seems in the last few months, we've started to see some interactive TV projects pop up. Seize the Show, which is an interactive performance project. We had David Carpenter, the person who runs that, where you see performances live and you can control which way the plot goes or the characters go. We have Facebook Watch with Rival Peak, which is a virtual world competition series. The characters played by artificial intelligence. GenBit Technologies has been on our show to talk about that. And how that may be enhanced or increased next year. I mentioned MedSign, our opening half hour, which is telemedicine TV set. We understand that Xbox is going to go on smart TVs for the first time with their games next year. You have Google Stadia, speaking of what else Google is doing in the interactive TV space. What's your sense overall about how interactive TV 2021 is going to unfold, not just your role in it, but also everybody's role?
Well, I think you just nailed it by listing off all of those things. I'll just go back to my expectation for it. Yes, the pandemic has, rushed the timeline and roadmap for it out of necessity. And I think that we're all just expecting and demanding more from video content, from platforms. So I think we're probably going to see what would have taken maybe a few more years, probably condensed and pushed into this year and you know, early 2022, really kind of becoming a mainstream application of the technology, which is in front of everybody on their screens across all devices and, you know, still rolling out across selected content, but I think that's also going to open up in the coming years.
And also be interesting to see whether some of the mega content services like HBO Max, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, etc., finally follow Netflix's lead and start developing interactive TV series. We'll see if that happens also in 2021. Again, the name of the company is Wirewax. The project is called Interactive. And again, if you are a user of Google Chromecast, or you have Android TV-powered sets from Sony and other TV makers, you can now use Interactive through your smart TV set or smart TV device. More details about the project and the company online, here's where you go, www.wirewax.com. 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 And you can also check out what they're doing with this creative community project, which in itself I think could be a major leap forward for interactive TV next year and the years to come. Darren Chernofsky from Wirewax, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on getting the service off the ground. Hopefully a lot more we'll hear from you and your company in the months ahead. And for now, have a wonderful holiday season and a great start to 2021.
Thank you so much, Simon. Thanks for having me, and happy end of the year and happy new year to you.
And the same to you, and all the very best. Take care. Darren Chernofsky, Vice President of Platform Growth at Wirewax, joining me here in New York. Before we leave you, it's time once again for our classic trivia question of the week. We're still waiting to have a winner, first time in several weeks. Three prizes in play. We have the Sopranos book available to you. It's called Off the Back of a Truck from our guest from earlier this month, Nick Braccia. We also have the Crazy Stupid Love DVD, and from Telaria, their Clutch Plus Money and Card Clip. All three prizes could be yours if you know the answer and file it with this question. Who played the first pair of assistant district attorneys on Law and Order? Who played the first pair of assistant district attorneys on Law and Order? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win all three prizes. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll again post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook, Simon Applebaum, and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So make the hunch go, and all the very best. Again, thank you to all of our guests for being with us today and all of you for tuning in. We have one more Christmas Week 2020 episode coming your way tomorrow. And when we do, we'll have the key people behind Some TV. It's a smart TV programming service all about matters of food, wine, and travel. We'll speak with the pair of Jason and Christina Rise, and we'll have producer-director Diane Carpenter. They're all involved in their first series that is produced and directed entirely by women called Crush, which is currently playing on Some TV, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Also, we'll have our regular feature, A Show to Know. This one, the first Netflix series at long last from Shonda Rhimes called Bridgerton. We'll tell you all about that also tomorrow. Remember, if you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, including all of our episodes from 2020, just go to our homepage anytime you like. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, you can always check us out 24/7 on podcasts through iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Music, Speaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, and iHeartRadio.com. As always, we want to hear from you. So what do you think about today's program, which was very, very, I think, far futuristic in many ways with Health for All Network and Wirewax? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going in 2021? Love to hear you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. Also, give us ideas for a show to know. If we use a suggestion on the air, you, of course, get the credit. And I do respond to your thoughts within 24 hours. You also find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon, TWT. Also find me on LinkedIn, as well as MediaVillage.com, the media leadership website. Remember, you can also catch some of our episodes, including the ones we did last week, at www.MediaVillage.com, www.MediaVillage.com. Remember, we love hearing from you because, as we always say around here, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. And the co-founders of BTR are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. If you're still looking for a great holiday gift, it's not too late to have Audible.com be that for you. Just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, you can become, if you don't want the trial, you can become a member in Audible Plus, and for your first 6 months, it's only $4.95 a month. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. We're back less than 24 hours from now, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. As always, whatever you're up to be now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And let's lift this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.